Es hat also sich nicht mehr geschlagen, wenn man Jehuda mit Sechen Moid konnten darf, Jodalit. Perik für Eile Megalachin, Perik Schlishi. Sagt der Mishnah Siyat, der Schmai, the following people may take a hirgan achal amoid. Someone who just came from overseas, or was freed from captivity, or from imprisonment, or one who the Chacham had freed from Chayrim, or one who annulled his vow not to take a haircut, or a Nazar or Mitzayr who have to take a haircut as part of the Tahara process. The following people in Ainiz may wash their clothes or be washed on achal amoid. One who just came from overseas, or was freed from captivity, or from imprisonment, or the Chacham freed from Chayrim, or someone who had his vow annulled, that he had vowed not to wash his clothing. Also hand towels may be washed, barber's aprons may be washed, bath towels may be washed, zavim, zavis, nidais, and women who have recently given birth may wash their clothing, and anyone in the tahara process. All these people may wash their clothes, but all other people may not. Why all the people prohibited from taking haircuts and washing their clothes? Mar says, like the concept of why the kahanim of the mishmar were not allowed to take haircuts during the mishmar, so that they should come with a haircut and look presentable when they come for the mishmar. The same as with the yomtiv. We want people to take haircuts and wash their clothing before yomtiv to come looking into yomtiv looking presentable. If there is, if someone was busy on Erev Yomtiv because he lost something and due to that he couldn't take a haircut on Erev Yomtiv, do we say since he was an oinus he's allowed to take a haircut on Chol HaMoed? Or do we say since other people don't know that he was an oinus because it was a private oinus, maybe we don't allow it? So Abaye said, if we allow them, even though he's truly an oinus, then people will think that it's mutter for everybody because they won't really realize he's an oinus, and therefore we don't allow it. Based on that, why do we allow someone who has only one shirt to wash that shirt in Chol HaMoed? We should be concerned that people won't know they only has one shirt and they'll think that you're allowed to wash your clothing in Chol HaMoed. So Mar Rav Ashi explained that case is different because when he washes his shirt, he wraps himself in a sheet and belts it on the outside. That lets everyone know that he only has one shirt, and that's the reason why he's washing in Chol HaMoed. Rav Ashi said, Chakmar Rav Ashi said, Rav Zera asked, if a skilled person, meaning a barber who has many customers on Erev Yomtiv, lost something on Erev Yomtiv, and he was busy looking for it, and because of that he didn't have time to take his own haircut, is he allowed to take a haircut on Chol HaMoed? On the one hand, all his customers saw that he's an oinus, so maybe it's enough of everyone to see, and it's allowed, or maybe since it's not one of the oinusim that we listed, and not everyone knows in that same way, maybe he can't take Ublaib Tashayla. Our mission doesn't follow Rabbi Yehuda, who says in a Braisa, that one who comes from overseas may not take a haircut because he went shaloi b'rishus without permission. Rava said like this, if one traveled overseas for pleasure, everybody, our Mishnah and Rabbi Yehuda would all agree that he's not allowed to take a haircut on Chol HaMoed. If he went for his livelihood, all would agree that he's allowed to take a haircut if he comes back on Chol HaMoed. Machlokes is where he went for business beyond for just making a living. So Mishnah, because our Mishnah holds that that's like going for livelihood and therefore he would be allowed to take a haircut in that case. Rabbi Yehuda says that's like he went for pleasure and therefore he's not allowed to take a haircut in that case. Shrekmar Bryce says, Rebbe said he holds like Rabbi Yehuda when one went overseas without permission, and like the Chachamim, our Mishnah, when he went overseas with permission. Now, without permission can't mean that he went for pleasure, because Rava said that everyone would agree that he can't take a haircut in that case. It has to refer to where he goes on business beyond just earning a livelihood, and that's where he holds like Rabbi Yehuda. However, he then says he holds like Chachamim when the person went with permission. That can't refer to where he went to earn a livelihood, because Rava said that everyone agrees in that case that he could take a haircut. It has to refer to where he went for other business beyond making a livelihood, and Rebbe saying he holds like Chachamim. Now, how can he hold like Chachamim in that case when he just said he holds like Rabbi Yehuda in that case? And for the Gemara, Rebbe meant to say that the Rabbanon hold like Rabbi Yehuda when he went without permission, meaning when he went for pleasure, and Rabbi Yehuda holds like the Rabbanon when he went with permission, meaning they went for purposes of earning a livelihood. They only argue when he went for purposes of earning money beyond the livelihood. Shmuel said a child born on Chol HaMoed is allowed to get a haircut because he's the ultimate example of someone who was let out of imprisonment. In fact, this suggests that he may only take a haircut on Chol HaMoed if he was born on Chol HaMoed, but not if he was born before Yom Tov. Rav Pinchas asks, we have learned that people who may take haircuts on Chol HaMoed may also take haircuts during Avelis. This, l'chayr, would mean that a child born before Avelis could not take a haircut during Avelis, just like on Chol HaMoed. Now, however, we learned that a child is not subject to halachas of Avelis. Rav Ashi said, the rule quoted above may not be absolute. It may be that there are some people who are also to take a haircut on Chol HaMoed, like a baby born before Chol HaMoed, may still be allowed to take a haircut during when they're in Avil. Amemar or Shishi Bereda of Eid, he had a version where Shmuel said that even a baby born before Yom Tov can take a haircut on Chol HaMoed. Pinchas then brought a proof from the statement that he quoted above. Rav Ashi then said his answer from above, which shows that the statement is not a proof to Shmuel. Zok the Gemara in Avil does not conduct himself with Avelis on Yom Tov because the pasuk says "Samachti b'chagecha." This is true whether the Avelis began before Yom Tov because the assay of the tzibur to be happy overrides the assay of the individual to be in mourning, or even if it began on Yom Tov because then the assay of the individual can't push away the existing assay of the tzibur. Fact the Gemara, does one who is in chayim continue to be subject to the halachas of chayim on Yom Tov? Rabbi Yosef Abraisa says that we hold sessions of bezin on Chol HaMoed. Now, if we're not allowed to, if someone doesn't listen to bezin, he has to be put in chayim. So if he can't, if he can be put into chayim on Yom Tov because we're allowed to hold a court case, then surely he will not be let out of Chayim for Yom Tov. Abaye said that maybe that cases are not actually heard on Yechalam Moed, and the Braisa means that judges merely look into the cases but don't rule on them. In fact, it must be that way because judges must fast on the day that they sentence someone to death. They're not allowed to fast on Yom Tov, so it must be that we don't actually have a court case on Yechalam Moed. Rabbi Yosef said, no, the Braisa means that the cases are even ruled on. They have to rule on them because if not, because you're not allowed to delay judgment. The Ma'amin is Adin. The judges mean discuss the case in the morning, they then go and eat and drink, and later on in the day they return, issue a ruling, and have the person killed, and if, because the chi of not that they're not allowed to eat only comes on after they killed. So they fast, and the remainder of the day, that's not a problem for Yom Tov. So I tell you, we do have court cases. If we have court cases, that means you can put people in the cherem. If you can put people in the cherem, that means someone who is in the cherem is not going to be let out for Yom Tov. Abaye asked, our Mishnah lists someone who was in cherem and freed by the Chachamim. This seems to state a general rule that people in the cherem are freed for Yom Tov. Rava said, no, the Mishnah said the Chachamim freed him, meaning that it's not a general rule. It means the Mishnah is referring to a case where someone happened to be freed on Chol HaMoed for whatever reason. He was mevater with the person that he was put into cherem because of. Does a Mitzayra have all the restrictions on Yom Tov? Abaye said the Mishnah suggests that a Mitzayra who is in his Tara process may take a haircut. This suggests that during his days of Tumah, he still has his restrictions even on Yom Tov. Mar said, no, maybe that the Mishnah was saying clearly he loses his restrictions during his days of Tumah, and he even loses his restrictions during the days of his Tara process. We would think that we shouldn't allow him to take a haircut during his Tara process because he may delay in the bringing of his carbon for the impending Yom Tov, and we should therefore prevent him from taking a haircut so that he should not delay. The Mishnah teaches that we're not concerned for that. Rava said, Abraisa says that the word v'hatzarua teaches that even a Kohen Gadol gets tzaratz is subject to all the restrictions. Now, a Kohen Gadol has a status that a regular person has on Yom Tov, but a Kohen Gadol is like that all the time, meaning he's not subject to avelos, and yet he's subject to mitzvah restrictions. It must be that one is subject to mitzvah restrictions even on Yom Tov, we can learn from the Kohen Gadol. Where ends off that we learned that an oval may not take a haircut from the fact that the pasuk says that Aaron's sons should take a haircut in their period of avelus, and mashma everyone else may not. We also learned that someone who's a cherem or someone who's a mitzayra, they're also not allowed to take a haircut. We learned that from a brisa.